Again, I give glory to God on tonight for this opportunity just to minister the word of God to you on tonight, and just bear with me. I'm a little congested here, but I believe God to just get us through tonight, and I promise you I won't hold you long. So tonight we're going to be looking at Genesis chapter 22. Beginning with verse 1, and I will be reading from the NIV, which reads as this. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham, here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain that I will show you." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey, while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham, "Father?" "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. Jumping down to verse 13. Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over, and he took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided." And if I could just use for a thought tonight, it would be the provision lies within the promise. The provision lies within the promise. We know that provision is the action of providing or supplying something for use or supplying a need. And what I'm saying to you tonight is the Bible is full of the promises of God. And if we would just discipline ourselves to get into the Word of God, grab hold of those promises, I declare that in them you will find God's provision to meet your needs. Now, let's look at Abraham's situation. Just like Abraham, our faith is not really tested until God asks us to bear what seems unbearable. He may ask us to do what seems unreasonable and expect what seems impossible. So think about how unreasonable God's request might have sounded to you and I. If any of you were asked to give up your child for any reason, I would imagine you would first need a good explanation. And even then, there would be great hesitation. But we see here with Abraham lived by promises, not explanations. He walked by faith. It didn't matter what the situation looked like or even how unreasonable it may have sounded, but because he believed God, he was willing to step out on faith and walk in obedience. Now, the Bible says that Isaac was Abraham's only son. Now, we know there was also Ishmael, but Isaac was the only son of promise. He was a miracle child. He was the gift of God to Abraham and Sarah in response to their faith. When God asked Abraham to offer up his son as a sacrifice, he was testing Abraham's faith and his love. God wanted to see if Abraham loved him more than he loved his son. Now, you can find confirmation of Abraham's amazing trust in God in the first in the fact that he was up before sunrise, as the text tells us that he rose up early in the morning. There was no hesitation, nor was there any delay. Now, we know that God does not tempt anyone with evil, as James tells us in 1 and 13. But there are times when he will test us, he will try us, and he will prove us. Now, when God sends a trial to us, if we be honest, our first response is usually, "Why, Lord?" And our second response is usually, "Why me?" So right away, we want God to give us an explanation. God has reasons for sending tests. We might not know what those reasons are, but rest assured that God knows what he's doing. He knows what's best for us, and God can see way down the road where we can't see. Know that he's working all things out together for good. Those tests come to elevate and purify our faith, and they come to build and perfect our character. Abraham heard God's word and immediately obeyed it by faith. He knew, and you and I need to know, that God's will never contradicts his promises. Abraham held on to the promise in Genesis 21 and 12. "For in Isaac shall thy seed be called." Abraham believed that even if God allowed him to slay his son, he knew God could raise Isaac from the dead. True faith does not depend on explanations. True faith doesn't demand explanations, but it rests on the promises of God. Saints of God, the provision lies within the promise. Then look at what Abraham told the two servants in verse 5. He said, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Now, that's not faith talking. I don't know what is. Abraham didn't say we might return, or we hope to return, or even that I might be coming back alone, but he said we will return. So what am I saying? Because Abraham believed God, he had no intention of bringing back a corpse. He knew what God had promised, and he knew God is not one to go back on his word. "For in Isaac shall thy seed be called." Abraham believed God, and he obeyed God when he didn't know where, when he didn't know when, when he didn't know how, and he didn't even know why. What he did know was that God would provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. What he did know was that Jehovah Jireh would see to it, or that the Lord would provide. Abraham could depend on the promise and the provision of the Lord, for God did provide the sacrifice that was needed, and a ram took Isaac's place on the altar. Now, where does the Lord provide our needs? It's in the place of assignment. The text says, "On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided." Abraham was at the right place. He was at the place of assignment, so God could meet his needs. We have no right as believers to expect the provision of God if we are not in the will of God. So when does God meet our needs? Just when we have the need, and it's not a minute before. When you bring your request to the throne of grace, God answers with mercy, and he answers with grace in the time of need. Hebrews 4 and 16 says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Sometimes it might seem like God waits till the last minute, but that's only from a human standpoint. That comes only with our way of thinking. But God is never late, for we serve an on-time God. So how does God provide for us? In ways that are quite natural. He may lay upon someone's heart to be a financial blessing just when a bill comes due. He may have someone just pick up the phone and call to encourage you or pray with you. He may lay upon someone's heart to prepare a meal and bring it to you. There are so many ways that God provides for his people. God didn't send an angel with a sacrifice. He simply allowed a ram to get caught in a bush at a time when Abraham needed it and in a place where Abraham could get his hands on it. So to whom does God give provision? To those who trust him, to those who obey his instructions. When we are doing the will of God, we have every right to expect the provision of God. Why does God provide our every need? For the great glory of his name. Hallowed be thy name is the first petition in the Lord's Prayer, and it governs all other requests. God was glorified on Mount Moriah because Abraham and Isaac did the will of the Lord and glorify Jesus Christ. When your situation appears to be hopeless, ask yourself, is there anything too hard for God? And then remind yourself that with God all things are possible. Remind yourself that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Remind yourself that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ever ask or even think. But remember, it's according to the power of God that worketh in you. When you hold fast to the promises of God, when you realize the power that's contained within those promises, you will find that the provision lies within the promise. When you look at Philippians 4:19, that says, but my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You got the promise, but my God shall. And you got the provision. Supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Jesus is God's eternal yes to those who trust him. Doesn't matter how many promises God has made, but according to 2 Corinthians 1:20, all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him they are amen, meaning it is so. Unto the glory of God by us. Jesus Christ reveals the promise, he fulfills the promise, and then he enables us to claim the promise. Saints of God, I just want to encourage you tonight that anything you need from God, I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what the circumstance is. I don't care what the problem might be. I come to let you know tonight you can find the answer. You can find the provision. You can find it in the Word of God. And God's not going to fulfill the promise based on your circumstance. He's going to fulfill the promise because he's faithful. He's going to fulfill the promise because you meet the conditions. Your life lines up with God's will. Your life lines up with his word. You're walking in obedience to the word of God. And if you get in that word and you search the scriptures for whatever you're going through, I promise you, God will not turn his back on you. He will be there. He promised he won't ever leave you. He promised he won't ever forsake you. He will meet your need. Hallelujah. He will meet your need. Saints of God, the provision, it lies within God's promises. And God does not come slack concerning his word. God is faithful. God is true. If God said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, he's going to bring it to pass. He's not a man that he should lie. Every word of God is pure. Every word of God is right. We just need to learn how to stand on the word of God. Don't compromise, don't take down, but stand on the promises of God, and he won't let you down. But he is faithful. He loves you. And you need to remember, we need God. He doesn't necessarily need us, but we need him. In everything that we do, we need God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you tonight, God. We come, God, we come to give your name glory. We come to give your name the honor. We come tonight, God, to give your name the praise. For truly, Lord God, you are worthy of all of our praise. Hallelujah. My God, we can't even begin to thank you enough for all that you've done. We can't even begin to thank you enough, God, for how good you've been to us. My God, you brought us down through another 12 months. Hallelujah. And God, we can't thank you enough. Hallelujah, God, how you watched over us and how you have provided for us, how you have made provision for us, God. And we just thank you tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You're worthy, God, to be praised. You're worthy, God, of all of our praise, Lord God. We owe you our praise. You created us, God, to worship you. You created us, God, to adore you. Hallelujah, my God. We lean on you. We depend on you. We put all of our trust in you tonight, God, knowing that you are able to do exceeding and abundantly above all, God, that we could ever ask of you. And we thank you tonight, God. We stand on the word of you. We stand on the promises of you, God, knowing your word to be true, knowing your God not to take down from your word, knowing, God, that you're able to perform it. Hallelujah, God. We thank you tonight, Lord. Oh, God, and we give you glory tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for every person, God, that's on this line tonight. We thank you, God, for meeting needs tonight. We thank you, God, for making provisions tonight, God, for your people. We thank you tonight, God, that the provision lies within the promises of you. And if we would just but get into your word, God, and learn what your word has to say, God, hallelujah, God, we know, God, we can find, Lord, whatever we need in the word of you. And we just give you praise, God, for your word. Hallelujah. Let us have the word of your God in our hearts. My God, that we not sin against you. But I thank you tonight, God, that when we make mistakes, we have an advocate with the Father in the person of Jesus Christ. And we can come boldly, God, before the throne of grace. And we can ask you, God, to forgive us of all of our sin, to blot out, God, all of our transgression. My God, to cleanse us of all iniquity, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, that whatsoever things we desire when we pray, all we got to do, God, is believe that we receive them. And you said, God, we would have it. Thank you for the word of you on tonight, God, that we can do all things through Christ as you strengthen us. Thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that all things do work together for the good to those that love you, to them that are called according to your purpose. My God, you said in everything to give thanks unto you, for that is the will of your Lord God concerning our lives. And God, we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you tonight, God, for meeting every need of every person on this line, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know what that need is. You know what that situation is. You know what the problem might be, God. And you're able, my God, to work in the midst of it, to bring out the good, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we love you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, we love the word of your God. Hallelujah, for your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. Oh, my God, thank you for your word, Lord. Teach us that word, God. Teach us your ways, Lord. Show us the path of you, God, in the name of Jesus, for you are the God of our salvation. Oh, my God, for all the paths of you, God, are mercy and they are truth. To those, God, that keep your testimonies and your covenant, oh, God, we thank you for your word tonight, Lord. Oh, my God, we can find whatever we need tonight, God. We can find it in the word of you. I pray for your people all over the world tonight, God. Some are out in the cold, don't even have shelter. But, oh, my God, you promised to be a shelter over us, Lord. Oh, my God, you promised to be food for the hungry. My God, to give water to the thirsty, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, you're faithful, my God, to your word. And we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you tonight, God. We pray for those that are in the hospitals, those that are in the nursing home, God, even locked up behind prison walls. Oh, my God, for your arms are not too short, God, that you cannot save, and your ears are not too heavy, God, that you cannot hear. For you hear the cries of the righteous, and the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, God, availeth much. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, Lord. Bless those that are sick, God. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for those on our sick list. We pray, God, for Mom Mary, Lord. We pray for the father of our church. We pray for the mother of our church tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We pray for our family members tonight, God. Many don't know you, Lord. Hallelujah, my God. But I thank you for the mercies of you, God, yet extended over their lives. My God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that they would get to know you on a personal level. My God, that they would develop relationship with you. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you tonight, God, to dry up cancer cells. We believe you tonight, God, to regulate blood pressure. We believe you tonight, God, to cure sugar diabetes. We believe you tonight, God, knowing that there is nothing too hard for you. Knowing, God, that there is no failure in you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, God, for the word of you, Lord. We thank you for your word, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have your way in us tonight, Lord. Oh, my God. We pray for Renata, God. Hallelujah. We pray for Marnice tonight, Lord, that you would ever, God, continue to strengthen, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Diggins and Diggin Cooper tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that you continue, God, to strengthen, that you continue, God, to meet needs tonight, Lord. We pray, God, for our pastor. We pray for our first lady tonight. We pray for all pastors tonight, God. Churches everywhere, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, that you give them your word, God, like fire. My God, we need the word of you now, God, more than ever before. When we look at the world, God, as we live in today, we need the word of you, Lord. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, we need to live the word. We need to walk the word, God. We need to talk the word in the name of Jesus, because when everything else is passed away, my God, it's the word of you that's going to stand. Hallelujah, my God. When everything else fails, when everything else, God, crumbles around us, my God, we need the word of you, Lord. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, teach us your word, Lord. Teach us thy way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lead us in your truth, Lord. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Grow us up in you, God, every minister, every evangelist, every pastor, God. Hallelujah. Every lay member, Lord. Grow us, oh God, in the word of you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, remember Reverend Anderson tonight, God. Touch her body, Lord. Oh, my God, relieve God of all of those cold symptoms in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Every person that's going through tonight, oh, my God, you know who they are. Oh, my God, we ask you to bring deliverance tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, teach us how to walk in victory. Oh, my God, teach us how to walk, God, in the ways of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, let us ever trust you, Lord. Hallelujah, my God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. You're such a good God. You're such a loving God. You're such a faithful God. Hallelujah. There is none like you. My God, how excellent is your name, God, in all of the earth. There's nobody like you, God. Nobody that's ever going to love us like you do. Nobody, God, that's ever going to do for us the thing, God, that you do. oh my God, cause us to go forth and be good stewards of all that you entrust to us. My gosh, help us to go forth and be good servants of your Lord, being a blessing, my God, to others in the name of Jesus, not trying to hold on to everything, God, for ourselves, but you called us, God, to be a blessing. You called us, God, to be helpers one of another, my God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to walk in obedience to the word of your God, to walk, God, in the light of your word, to be that light, God, that shines bright before men, that they would see good works flowing out of our lives. My God, desiring that they get to know you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, teach us to be overcomers. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, ever use us, oh, God, to your will, to your glory, God. Hallelujah, my God. Help us to be faithful to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you tonight, God. I thank you tonight, God. We give you praise tonight. We give you glory on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. For, my God, you alone are worthy. You're worthy, God, to be praised. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God, to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. You're worthy, hallelujah, my God, to be praised. Give us Abraham's faith, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. Give us childlike faith. Oh, my God, childlike humility that keeps us looking unto you, God, the author and the finisher of our faith, keeps us lifting our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh all of our help, knowing that all of our help, God, come only from you, Lord. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for deliverance tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, God, for the freedom to praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you so much, God. Thank you so much, God. We love you tonight, Lord. God, where would we be without you? Hallelujah. David said, had it not been for the Lord who was on our side. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you tonight, Lord. In everything, God, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah, God. Nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's nobody like you. Oh, yeah. Nobody like you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My soul rejoices in you, Lord. You are the God of our salvation. Hallelujah, my God. Thank you so much, Lord. You've been so good to us, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You've been so good to us, God. You've been so good to us. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And as you allow us, God, be the will of you to cross over into a new year. Help us to seek you even the more, God. To love you even the more, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, God.
We can't make it without you, God. We can't make it without you. Hallelujah, Jesus, but we need you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, we need you so much, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need you so much. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for an unconditional love. Thank you for a never-ending love. Thank you, God, that you so loved us, you gave your only begotten Son. All we got to do is believe. And we will have everlasting life. Thank you so much, God, for a love that would never turn your back on us. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for looking beyond our faults and even looking at our faults. Hallelujah, my God. And seeing that we needed you. Oh, my God. Bringing us out of the darkness into the marvelous light of who you are. Thank you so much, God. Thank you so much.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We
thank
give
you,
glory
Jesus.
To your name on tonight, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God, you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be praised, God. You're worthy to be praised, huh? You're worthy to be praised, God. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you so much. Oh, for the praises of your people. Thank you so much, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we count all things done by faith. Hallelujah, my God. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. The provision, y'all. The provision. It's in the promises of God. Whatever you need, God, for whatever you need him to do for you, it's in the promises of God.
Yes, God. Thank you for your promises.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your promises.
Thank you so much, God.
Oh, God.
And I believe our time is up. I just want to take an opportunity to wish you all a safe, healthy, happy, prosperous new year. And I love you. God loves you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Thank you for your love, my God.
Love you,
Lord. Thank you so
much, God. Thank you, Lord.
Be blessed.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Minister Bowden. Be blessed.
Happy New Year, everyone. Good night.
Good night.